Welcome back to Torah Imecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Mrs. Michal Horowitz. Today we will continue our study of Sefer Divrei Hayamim Bet. We are up to Perak Chaf Hei. So we are now up to the reign of Amatziyahu. Yoash has been killed. If you remember, after he killed Zechariah ben Yehoyada, he forgot all the good that Yehoyada's uncle did. He killed Zechariah Kohen, which would actually be his uncle, who is attacked by his enemies. Yoash is finished, and now his son Amatziyahu is going to reign instead of him. So the pasuk tells us, Chaf Hei pasuk Aleph, Ben Esrim v'chamesh shana malach Amatziyahu, v'esrim v'teisha shana malach Birushalayim. So he had a lengthy rule. He was 25 years old when he became king, and he actually ruled for 29 years in Jerusalem. V'yas ha'yashar b'nei Hashem rak lo b'lev avshalim. So he was a wishy-washy king, if you will. He went in the ways of doing what's straight in the eyes of God, but not all the time, and not with a full heart. And if someone does not have a full heart when they're serving Hashem, that it is extremely difficult to stay on the proper path. Yes, we all have a Yetzer Hara and an evil inclination, but we must make sure our heart is complete. V'ahavta Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha, Devarim 6:5. B'chol levavcha. And if it's not b'chol levavcha, we run the risk of getting into trouble quickly, which we're going to see happens to Amatziyahu. So the pasuk again says he did what is straight in the eyes of God, rak lo b'lev avshalim, not with a complete heart. And it was when his kingdom was strengthened. So what is the first thing we know about what he did? Oyvei, when his kingdom was firmly in control, he killed those servants who had killed his father Yoash. So the first thing we know about him is that he's killing. Now, yes, he's taking revenge for his father's death, but I also think it's interesting that the first thing we're told, Vayaharog es avadav hamakim es hamelech aviv, he went and he killed those servants who rebelled and killed King Yoash. Ve'ebneim lohimi, but he did not kill their sons, because it says in the Sefer Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu that children will not be held accountable and will not die for sins of their fathers. Rabbi Dean Steindl's comments something very interesting. It was accepted practice to take vengeance upon the entire family of perpetrators in these situations, but Yoash did not do so. He only killed those, Amatziyahu did not do so. He only killed those responsible for the death of Yoash directly. Now, Vayikbots Amatziyahu es Yehuda, v'amideim lebeit avot, l'sarei ha'alafim, v'l'sarei ha'meu, l'chol Yehuda b'nyamin. Now he gathers in all the men of Yehuda, and he wants to know how many are in his army, according to their father's house. And he counts, and he finds that everyone 20 years and above, because the Torah tells us that that is called Yotzei Tzava, mibein esrim shana v'mala, he takes account. And how many does he have fit for military service? 300,000 chosen men. Now this, says Rabbi Adin Steinzotz, is a far smaller army than those at the disposal of his ancestors. So he does not have that large of a force. So what does he do? This is extremely interesting. Again, we're learning about Malchus Yehuda. What does he do? Vayiskar miYisrael Meir Aleph Gibor Chayil B'Meir Kikar Kesef. He hires soldiers from Malchus Yisrael to come fight with him. 100,000 mighty warriors for 100 talents of silver. So he hires warriors, 100,000 men from Malchus Yisrael who will come battle with him. And then, Vayish Elokim Ba'elev, it does not name this Navi, a man of God came to him and said to the king, Al Yavo Imcha Tzva Yisrael, do not do this, this is not a good pact. God does not want you to take the army of Malchus Yisrael out to war with you. Ki Ein Hashem Im Yisrael, Kol B'nei Ephraim, because God is not with Malchus Yisrael and the sons of Ephraim. So what, now the problem is Amatziyahu doesn't know what to do. And the prophet continues and he says, if you go out to them with war, you will not be successful. And Hashem does not need those extra 100,000 from Malchus Yisrael. Ki yesh koch belokim la'azor la'hachshil, because Hashem can help you. Hashem can cause the enemy to stumble without getting in extra soldiers from Malchus Yisrael. Rabbi Dean Steinzot says, interestingly, who was this unnamed man? We don't know. According to the tradition of Chazal, this unnamed prophet who warns him not to utilize the soldiers of Malchus Yisrael was Amots, the brother of King Amatziyahu. and the father of the prophet Isaiah. So we know that by Yeshayahu, he is called Yeshayahu ben Amoz, Asher Chaza al Yehud of Yerushalayim. So Yeshayahu ben Amoz, so the sages say that this unnamed prophet is that Amoz, the father of Yeshayahu. And he tells Amatziahu, don't use these soldiers in battle. So Vayomer Amatziahu l'Ish Elokim, Umala so. So what should I do? L'Acher Kikar, Shonatati, L'Gedud Yisrael. I gave the troops of Machos Yisrael 100 Kikar Kesef. What should I do now? So the man of God says, you think Hashem's worried about that? Hashem could give you much more than that. Don't worry about the 100 talents of silver, and you paid 100,000 to have 100,000 soldiers with you. Don't worry. And now Amatziahu listens to this prophet. He is courageous. He sends them back to their place. He decides he's not going to use them. However, they, you know, pride is at stake. And perhaps they were revved up for war. So these soldiers from Machos Yisrael are very angry, and they return to their place in Machos Yisrael, but it is full of wrath. And we're going to see at the end of the parak that's going to be problematic. And now Amatziahu takes courage, and he leads his people on an invasion into Edom, into the Valley of Salt. It's called Gei HaMelech, not Melech like the king, but Melech Salt. Vayachas b'nei Seir asar zalafim. And they smote down 10,000 Edomites, the children of Seir. Next pasuk is very interesting. Vasar alafim chayim shavu b'nei Yehuda. Now there are also 10,000 captives that they took in battle. What do they do with these 10,000 captives from Edom? Vayivium l'rosh hasala. They bring them to the top of the rock. Vayashlichu mirosh hasala v'kulam nivka'u. They throw them off, 10,000 Edomite soldiers, captives off the top of the rock. They executed them by throwing them from the top of the rock. So they kill 10,000 in battle, and they also take 10,000 captive, but ultimately they kill them. But the members of the troops of Ephraim, remember, who were sent back home, raided the cities of Yehuda, because they felt a rage at being sent home. They weren't allowed to go to battle from the Bordia with Shomron to Beit Horon. Rabbi Dean Steinzot says they went on a wild spree of vengeance against the cities of Yehuda for the insult they had suffered, and they smote 3,000. So the soldiers from Malchus Yisrael now come, even though Amatziahu and his men were successful in battle against Edom, now they have an attack from Malchus Yisrael, and 3,000 from Malchus Yehuda were killed and plundered, much spoils. You know, I just want to say at this point that we tend to have an image of, you know, the Beis HaMikdash and the times of the Beis HaMikdash is so wonderful and so peaceful and everything was amazing and we want to go back to that. It was actually a time of a lot of unrest, a lot of dissent, a lot of fighting, civil war between Malchus Yehuda and Malchus Yisrael, attacks from the enemies, a lot of killing, a lot of Avodah Zarah. Sometimes, at least me, maybe not you, you know, I used to have an image that everything was, you know, wonderful and perfect during that time. And apparently there was a lot of dissent and political turmoil and infighting during this time. So after he is successful, this is very strange, because remember, he listens to the prophet who says, don't take Malchus Yisrael's soldiers with you. But at this point, he turns away from God. All of a sudden, he starts doing Avodah Zarah. After he successfully attacks the Edomites, he brings their Avodah Zarah, their gods, with him, and he stands them up before God. He would prostrate before them, worship before them, offer ketorets, incite spices. So obviously, Hashem is very angry at Amatziahu. You just defeated these soldiers. Why on earth would you bring their Avodah Zarah back home with you? However, at this point, unlike the first time when Amatziahu listens to the advisors, Amatziahu is not interested. He doesn't want to hear the Navi reprimanding him, and he says to him, Haliyo tseit, haliyo eitz hamelach, nitanucha, did someone make you, the prophet of God, an advisor to the king? Chadalacha. Stop speaking, because the prophet comes to say, what are you doing? Why are you doing the Avodah Zarah? Lama yakucha, do you want to give me reason to have my advisors kill you? Vayachdol ha-Navi, so the Navi stops speaking, but he says, Yadati ki ya'atz elokim lahashchitecha. I know that God has given advice to have you destroyed, Amatziahu, ki asitazo, because you won the battle with Edom. Why are you bringing home their Avodah Zarah? Ki asitazo, because you did this, v'lo shamata l'atzati, you are not listening to my voice. You see, you are going to be destroyed. And now Amatziah tries to make a partnership, if you will, a war. He goes to wage war now against Malchus Yisrael. So Amatziah, the king of Yehuda, sent a messenger to Yoash. Do not be confused with the Yoash who was saved as a child, his father. This is Yoash ben Yehoahaz ben Yehu Melech Yisrael. Yes, same name, but different person. Amatziah, the king of Yehuda, sends a message to Yoash, the king of Israel, saying, "Let's meet up. Lacha nitra el panim. I want to see your face. Step outside." So Yoash sends a parable to him, and this is the parable. The small thistle that is in the Lebanon, send to the cedar that is in the Lebanon, small thistle, small lowly branch, send a message to the cedar, the tall, strong plant. Say, since we are both forms of vegetation in Lebanon, give your daughter as a wife to my son. Let's make a shidduch, said the thistle to the cedar. In the meantime, the wild beast that was in the Lebanon passed by and trampled the thistle. The thistle, said Rabbi Dean Steindelt, should not have been so presumptuous as to think that the strong cedar wants to be mashadach with him, so to speak. What does this mean? Yoash, Malach Yisrael, explains his parable. You said to yourself, Amatziahu, you have smitten Edom. Your heart has now been raised to seek glory. Now after that minor victory, you want to declare war upon me, Malach Yisrael? Sit now at home. Why provoke harm? You will fall, you and Yehuda with you. Don't be so hard on yourself. Don't think you, a small thistle, can come up against me, a strong cedar. You will suffer defeat. Pasuchaf, velo shama Amatziah kimelo kimhi, leman titam biyad. But Amatziah's heart was hardened, if you will. The pasuk doesn't say that. I'm saying that. He did not listen to this advice because this was preordained by God, so he would fall. Why? Ki darshu et Elohei Edom, because he went after the Vodazar of Edom. Shem is very angry at Amatziah for Machas Yehuda, and he shouldn't have done that. So now Yoash, the king of Yisrael, went up to war against Amatziahu, king of Yehuda. They battled in none other than Beit Shemesh. And I love when we come across Tanakh, places and towns that we have in modern day Medina Israel today. Reminds us of our long history with the land of Israel. And Yehuda was rooted before Israel. Vayina gef Yehuda lefnei Israel. Judah was chased away from before Malchus Yisrael. Vayanusu ish le'ohalav. Each man runs back and defeats his tent. And what happens to Amatziahu, the king of Yehuda, ben Yoash, ben Yoyachas, Tafas Yoash Melech Yisrael beVeit Shemesh. He is captured by Yoash, the king of Israel, in Beit Shemesh, and he is brought to Yerushalayim. And Yoash, the king of Israel, breaches the walls of Jerusalem, and which indicates that it is a display of power by Melech Yisrael to deter Malchus Yehuda from trying such business again in the future. Not only that, but Yoash, the king of Malchus Yisrael, takes the Zahav and Kesav et kol hakelim hanimtzeim beveit Elohim. He takes all the he plunders the gold and the silver and the vessels from the Beit HaMikdash. Not only that, he also takes hostages with him, and he goes back to the Shamran. He is victorious. So you see that Amatziahu is not a successful king. In the beginning, he listens to the prophets, but after that, he is not interested in their admonition, and he doesn't want to hear the word of God. Vayichi Amatziahu ben Yoash melchi huda achreimo Yoash ben Yehoyachaz melchi Yisrael chamesh esrei shana. Interestingly, Amatziahu outlives Yoash, the king of Israel, by 15 years. The Yeter Divrei Amatziah HaRishonim VaAchronim. If you want to know more details about the reign of Amatziah, the early years and the later years, again, early years he went after God, later years he went after Avodah Zarah, they are written down in the books of Malchei Yehuda v'Yisrael, last two psukim of this perek. And from the time that Amatziah strayed after the Lord, Amatziah turned away from Hashem, these people are not happy in Malchus Yehuda. Vayikshu alav kesher. We had that word, if you remember, from Atalia when she hears Yechi HaMelech in regard to the young child Yoash. She says, kesher, kesher, conspiracy, conspiracy. Here that word appears again. And from the time Amatziah turned away from God and he went after foreign gods, vayikshu alav kesher, there's a conspiracy against him in Jerusalem. So the people are not happy. He loses the support of the people. And he has to flee. Vayanas lachisha, he runs to Lach. However, those who conspire against him chased after him to Lachish, and they put him to death. Interesting, Rabbi Adin Steinzelt says, in the kingdom of Israel, meaning Malchus Yisrael, there are almost no dynasties that lasted more than a few generations, but the royal dynasty from Malchut Beit David in Judah, Malchus Yehuda, was relatively stable. However, the two kings of Judah, Yoash and Amatziahu, father and son, both were killed by rebels, are the exception. And even in these cases, the kingdom was not taken away from the family of King David. It was simply passed on to their sons after these two rebellious kings were killed by rebels who were not happy that they were not going in the way of God. Last pasuk, Vayisa'uhu al-Hasusim, he is carried on horses from the place of his death, Lachish, Vayikbru, Oto imavotav, Be'ir Yehuda. He is buried with his fathers in the city of Yehuda. Interesting, it does not say he's buried in Ir David in the section of the plot of the kings, just that he is buried in Ir Yehuda. So once again, another unsuccessful king who is killed by an insurgency is in his own kingdom after he strays from the path of God. Thank you for learning with me today. Lilui Nishmat Malka Esther Batzvi Yosef Allah Al Sham. I wish you a wonderful day. Kol Tov to all.